can take control of the airwaves via a toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at any time at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. So we're in the midst of the show. We're inside hour number two at this point. But for those of you in Grand Rapids, this is the first hour you're hearing. So I wanted to welcome our brand newest affiliate, Mark, WTKG, 1230 a.m. in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, welcome.
I am very excited about this. This is big. This is a big thing for Free Talk Live being on TKG up there. So if you guys are hearing the show for the first time, welcome to the program. It is something a little bit different. I think that as you tune in to Free Talk Live every weekend, because we're going to be on there from 8 to 10 o'clock at night,
you'll slowly
Saturday night.
Begin to hate us less every time.
You'll get it after a period of time, but you don't have to get it necessarily to call in and bring up whatever you want. That's the main point of the show. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up your own topic.
I can tell you that if you think that we're wacky liberals, or if you think that we're extremist conservatives,
you're wrong.
Yeah. Like, you've got it wrong. You need to listen a little longer.
Withhold your judgment.
Right. Just hold on, because you've got it wrong.
Okay. The toll-free number, again, 800-259-9231. So, since it is the middle of the show, we still have calls on hold. We're going to them. Let's talk to Eric in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy there, guys.
Hey,
congratulations,
Eric,
on the Grand Rapids thing, first of all.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind?
I actually wanted to talk to you. I'm one of your podcast listeners, and I just started listening to your, Thursday edition of the show a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the TSA changing their regulations on there.
Yes, they've gone from a total ban on all liquids and toiletries to, okay, you can bring on liquids if you buy them in the secure area, and you can bring toiletries on as long as they're 3 ounces or less travel size, and contained within a quart-size Ziploc bag.
Clear Ziploc bag.
That's right. No no opaque Ziploc bags allowed.
Because we're giving the Americans freedom.
Your thoughts, sir?
I had an interesting article here on the bomb plot, actually. In that case, in England, the explosive that they had planned to use to blow up the airplane had been an explosive called a TATP.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to make this on the airplane, first off you'd need to bring on with you ice packs or something to keep the stuff cold. You'd have to have a styrofoam cooler. You'd have to have all this lab equipment with you.
You'd have to have equipment, a lot of equipment, and room to mix it.
Yeah,
and
so you'd
6 hours.
You'd have to sneak that to the lab. Yeah, it would take a few hours to make a sufficient amount of the explosive. And then at least 2 hours for it to dry.
Right. This wasn't a bomb plan that they stopped in Europe. This was a bunch of people talking about something that they had not the foggiest idea about. Is the very worst scenario we have is a bunch of people saying, just yammering on.
You mean the government bureaucrats.
Right. Like, it's like Ian and I getting together and saying, let's build a nuclear bomb to blow up Denver Stadium.
Yeah, and let's do it in the bathroom of an airplane.
We can't. I mean, we don't have plutonium. We're not going to be able to get plutonium. It's ludicrous and ridiculous to think that we will.
Right.
So, I mean, this plan, not a plan.
Plus, if you've ever mixed chemicals together, I mean, you probably know that there's going to be a bit of a stinky scent going on there.
Yeah.
A bit of fumage. And,
pressure-controlled aeroplane.
Not going to happen. At least not without somebody wondering, that's a funny smell. I don't think I've ever smelled that coming out of a bathroom before. What's going on in there? In fact, you know what? I noticed the guy went in there 4 hours ago. On an overseas flight, somebody's going to have to go to the bathroom after the terrorist goes in to start mixing the bomb together.
Yep.
I mean,
it's
going to
be a long wait for that potty.
Yeah, he's going to get interrupted.
Funny.
One of the stewardesses is going to be alerted to the fact that the funny-looking man went in there 3 hours ago, and maybe we should check on him to make sure he's still okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, basically what you're saying is, once you look at the details, once you look at the facts of the case, there's no chance that there could have been a bomb plot there.
Exactly. And the most amusing thing is that actually once you made, that much explosive, if you were to set that off inside the airplane from anywhere that a passenger would be able to get to, the most that you could do would probably be to blow out a few windows and hurt some people in a small blast. And even if you blew out the windows, the airplane's not going to crash from that because the pressurization system can, you know, compensate.
Oh, but Eric, beyond all those facts, I mean, beyond all that, shouldn't we have the TSA to keep us safe?
I think the TSA is really just there to annoy us.
Safe?
What? I'm sorry, Eric, what'd you say?
Since when has the government kept anyone safe?
That's a great question. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. I don't know, if you want to answer Eric's question, 1-800-259-9231.
It's not really the police's job to keep you safe.
Did the government keep the Japanese prisoners safe in the 1940s?
You mean the ones they interred?
Yeah.
Well, they were mighty safe, all locked up in those little pens.
Did they keep the students at Kent State safe?
You mean the ones that they shot?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't get hurt after that.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. 800-259-9231 to Nick in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wow, I'm on. Hey, oh, it's actually L.A., California, Los Angeles.
Sorry.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I wanted to switch over to public education.
Okay.
And I want to thank all the people on Second Life. I was able to get a live stream there.
Oh, fantastic. You're talking about, for those new to the show here tonight, there's this computer simulation called Second Life. I don't know. I hesitate to call it a game, really. It doesn't have an objective. But
no.
It's essentially like a virtual chat room. And a bunch of our listeners get in there every night, listen to the show live in this game, this Second Life. So go ahead, sir. Public education.
All right. Well, basically, I dropped out of high school, but not the way you think.
Okay.
It's my senior year. I was getting tired of the bureaucracy of high school and all the government education regulations. So I went to Opportunities for Learning, which is like homeschooling. It's like packets. Well, I get to do a certain amount of packets. It's the same thing as high school. I get the same high school degree, and I went to that. And
you get a high school degree or a GED?
No, it's an actual high school diploma, and I actually get to choose where I want to walk at. So I actually get a walking graduation.
Huh. You can choose to walk with, like, another school or something?
Yeah. Exactly. I can choose to walk at the school that I basically dropped out of.
Now, I'm curious. There was recently a post on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com by somebody about this same issue, about dropping out of high school. Was that you or somebody else?
That was someone else.
Okay, because there was a lot of controversy over whether or not this individual, who also was in his senior year, he was considering dropping out of school. And the controversy was, well, is a high school diploma more valuable than a GED?
Yeah, and that's the big question because, you know, I was thinking of just, you know, taking an exit exam and going for GED or just getting a regular high school. And when I learned that you can actually get your same high school diploma from this because it is still federally funded and it's still a government school, but it's homeschool.
So there's no more going to classes at a certain time, no more bells, no more teachers. Learn at your own pace.
Yeah. I get to learn at my own pace. I come in twice a week, and I get to choose the days. I go in for an hour. I go turn in a packet that I've worked on at home that I'm done with. I turn it in, and I take a test. When I pass, I pass. I take 5 tests for every class. I pass the class.
Sounds like a great idea. Sounds like a great plan to me.
Yeah, if it works for you.
You get to choose the classes, and I thought it was great. And I also want to touch on the whole funding thing because it's nice that it's still federally funded, even though it's out of tax dollars, that I get to choose something. I finally have a choice of how I want my education.
Well, choices are certainly an improvement over mandates. Thank you for the call, Nick. We appreciate hearing from you. And good luck. 800-259-9231. What do you think about, Mark, and those of you listening as well, the GED versus a diploma? I mean, is there really a difference between the two?
I don't think that a university, that most universities will take GEDs. I think that you pretty much are relegated to community colleges.
Wait a minute. What do you mean they won't take a GED? I mean, you mean as far as if you're applying straight out of the box with a GED?
Right. Many people want to go to university for their freshman year. I don't think it's a good idea. I personally believe that you should go to community college for 2 years. Save your parents tens of thousands of dollars and then go off to the university
after that. If you get the GED and then go to community college, they're really just going to look at the community college. They're going to look at your grades in college more than anything else.
You may keep yourself from going to Harvard or Dartmouth.
And really, who looks at whether or not anyone has a high school diploma when they're applying for a job anyway? I mean, do you?
It's been of no use to me.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to, and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a listener map there. It's cool. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can see over 1,500 of our listeners from around the world as far as where they're at. Not the exact location of their house or anything like that. We don't want any stalking going on here, but you can see generally whereabouts they live. And, I mean, I'm talking about worldwide, Australia, Asia, Europe, all over the place. It's cool. And you can
add every continent.
Yep, you can add yourself to it, and it's free at map.freetalklive.com. Again, map.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Hey, are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, as always, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. But we were talking a moment ago with Nick in Los Angeles about high school diplomas versus GEDs, and is there really a difference? As far as, are you an employer? I want to hear from somebody out there who is an employer as to whether or not you even care if somebody has a high school diploma. I know, on every job application, there is that standard question of, you know, what's your education, or do you have a high school diploma? There's usually some sort of an educational question on any given job application. But really, how many of you actually scrutinize that? How many of you check a claim? For instance, if I'm filling out an application for your job, regardless of whether it is, I don't care how high-skilled or low-skilled it is, do you actually check the claim that if I don't have a high school diploma and I lie on the application? Do you check it out? Do you even know? Is it really that important to you? 1-800-259-9231.
Well, I would say that getting the very, very top best education the United States has to offer is a road to being wealthy. If you get that particular education, like, you know, you go to, you get accepted into Harvard, and you go 4 years there, and then you go to Wharton after that, and, I mean, you've got your MBA from Wharton, you're going to make a buttload of money. A whole bunch.
After you pay off your debt.
After you pay off a large debt, but you're going to make a lot of money in the process.
Well,
now, I'm not saying that the...
I don't think it's a guarantee.
The top... I think it's just about a guarantee.
Hmm.
It makes it a lot easier to make a lot of money.
Okay.
You're very well connected at that point.
And there aren't as many people with those degrees.
Those degrees. I mean, you're at the, you know, top tenth of you know, 1% of the educated. Now, that doesn't make you the top tenth of 1% of the wealthiest, because it's not the wealthiest people aren't necessarily the most educated.
Certainly not. Bill Gates dropped out of college.
You can make the generalization that the more education you have, the more money you're going to make.
I don't believe that's true.
It is generally true. You can show the numbers that it's generally true. The better education you have, the more money you're going
to
make.
I'd like to, but now, hold on. To be fair, though, I'd like to see that statistic adjusted for entrepreneurs only,
and adjusted for the debt that you come out with. Because my wife is better educated than I am, but you know, she walked in the marriage with $40,000 worth of debt that I've had, that I paid off with my
what?
Without having a college
you
degree.
Sucker.
Well,
sap.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Just say no. Pay off your own debt, sweetie.
Well, it's a draw on the joint bank account.
Yeah, that's a problem with having a joint bank account.
Yes, well, that's not... We're talking about education here.
Yeah.
And
seems
just
like you could use a little more of it.
I'm just explaining it to you.
So I want to know what the... as far as entrepreneurs, okay, I understand if you look at the entirety of the United States. If you look at the entirety of the United States... And all the Nimrods out there, and they're, you know, the fact that, you know, the burger flippers, I'm not saying that all burger flippers are Nimrods before you jump down my throat on that, but those who aren't very well educated and not very bright in the first place, okay, there's obviously more of those people than there are intelligent, well-educated, well-rounded individuals. So I don't think it's fair to look at the entire country, but if you just look at entrepreneurs, looking at the people who really make it happen for America, because if it weren't for the entrepreneurs, where would we be, right?
Yes.
All right. So we need the entrepreneurs. Now, of the entrepreneurs, how many of them have college educations? And of those who, you know, of the entrepreneurs, how many with college educations versus how many not having college educations? And then compare those two groups and how much money they earn. I would love to see those statistics. I'd be very interested. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Certainly a college education isn't, you know, most of the college, here's a good old, here's something you can live by. Look, if you're getting a communications degree, if you're getting a liberal arts degree, if you're going
I'm
and
getting, majoring in the violin.
Psychology, not quite as much. Philosophy, sociology.
Oh, yeah. That's dead.
The French horn. You need, like... Maybe college isn't for you. Like, maybe you're just wasting your time spending your parents' money and partying down.
Yeah, if you're lucky, you're spending your parents' money. If you're lucky, you're spending your parents' money. Otherwise, you're spending your money. And you're getting into debt, and then you're out with a sociology degree. Like my friend, one of my best friends from high school, has himself, I think it's a master's. I mean, he went pretty far. I mean, basically the idea was he kept going, and at one point he realized, I think it was while he was working on his master's, he realized that this was a total waste of his life at this point. But he had gone so far, he figured he would just go through with it and get the master's
degree. Well, if you're right? going to enroll in the master's program right. and pay the money, you might as well finish the master's program.
He was so jaded with the entire system of academia by the time he was done. I mean, he's still jaded by it today. He's just disgusted at all of the political correctness and just the garbage that goes on behind the scenes at these academic institutions. And he's got a useless degree, and he knows it. And he's trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. He's my age, right? He's 26 years old, and he's sitting living at his parents' house, trying to figure out what he's going to do
with a master's
in sociology. After spending the last, 6 years, 7 or 8 years, I don't even know how long it takes to get
all that money.
After spending all that time, all that money, what do you got to show for it? A piece of paper?
And I think that it's just been the greatest PR campaign on the behalf of the universities out there is parents will pay for this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They will. They'll pay for it. Like, okay, junior, off you go to drink yourself silly for the next 4 years.
Oh, man.
And walk away with a piece of paper that's going to be that you're not even going to work in that field.
I think it's, not over 90% of all college graduates do not work in the field that they graduated in.
I'm not talking about engineers. I'm not talking about doctors. I'm not
lawyers.
Talking about lawyers.
Right.
Those people specialize. They need the education that they've got.
That's the only way. College is the only way to get that education.
I would totally agree with that.
But for the rest of the world, I mean, job experience and skills, building skill sets on the job is, to me, this is just my opinion, and you can chime in with yours at 800-259-9231, but I'm convinced that if you're not a doctor, lawyer, or one of those special things like that, building a skill set on the job is way more valuable than any time sitting in a classroom. Because when you're on the job, you're not only building skills, you're also building relationships with people who can really help you advance in the world, people management and bosses and people who can train you in the real way that business works. Not only are you doing all that, but you're getting paid. You're getting paid instead of having to pay to learn stuff.
Right, paying people to tell you what to do. That's a crappy arrangement.
I'm so glad I only took 2 years of community college. And even that, I had to unlearn stuff. They tried to teach me broadcasting in community college. And when I actually tried to apply it, I was told, no, you can't do it that way. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Bring up virtually anything. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free, including the bulletin board system. I mentioned it earlier this hour. The direct address to get there is bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Once you arrive, you'll discover over 130,000 posts.
130,000 posts.
Over 1,200 people interacting. All kinds of different things to talk about. And by the way, that 1,200 number...
Hey, that silly little voice you're using, did you learn that at broadcasting school?
No, I didn't. They didn't actually teach us... To affect a different voice. You know how some broadcasters will affect a radio puker
That's
voice.
That's right. Sometimes the they're coming up, coming at you.
Coming up and coming at you. WWW. No, they didn't teach me that. But what they did teach me to do was to over-enunciate things. And
so you had to spit your P's.
And really hit my T's really hard in words like auto. And when I was actually doing reads at the radio station I was working at the time, the production guy took me aside and he said, "Look, you know, just do it the regular way. Just speak like a regular person, okay?" So I had to unlearn all the crap that college had taught me.
Sure. Would you talk on the telephone like that?
No.
Would you talk on the telephone like that?
Would you talk on the telephone like that?
It's ridiculous.
I don't even know what we were talking about before we got off on this tangent.
We were talking about the BBS.
Yeah, the BBS. BBS.freetalklive.com. 1,200 people interacting and more. It's all for free. Serious issues being discussed as well as fun stuff. And plus, we post our articles. So when you hear us talking about an issue, you can usually find it at BBS.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to the phones, to the fun. Still want to hear from somebody who's an employer, somebody who can answer the question, do you actually care as to whether or not the person you're hiring has been to high school? Do you care? 800-259-9231 to Aaron in Florida. Take control of the airwaves. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I just got done listening to your podcast from last night. And you asked for any pizza delivery guys to call and give you some stories about encounters with dogs.
Yeah, because we were talking about the story, just a crazy story, where the Albany police, Albany, New York, busted into somebody's home, kicked in the door at 6 a.m., and shot their family dog several times as it was running away from them and urinating on the floor. They shot the dog several times, and we brought up other stories of police just killing dogs for no apparent reason. And I asked the question, well, there's other individuals in the workforce out there that that work around animals, like pizza delivery men, like, say, postal carriers, and they don't get to shoot dogs when they feel scared. So I take it you're a pizza guy?
Well, in my younger days I was.
Okay.
I delivered pizzas for like a year and a half. And let me just say, I haven't met a dog yet that isn't afraid of a big red bag. You just put in their face and go, poof, and they all run away.
Wait, you put it on your face or their face?
No, a dog is afraid of anything that's unusual. So you just walk right up to it, you put the bag in its face, and it runs away, no matter how big and bad the dog looks, sounds. Rottweilers, pit bulls.
Are you telling me that the bag, I'm sorry, what are you doing with the bag? Are you putting it in their face or on their face?
No, you just, you see the guys carry that warmer bag.
You just threaten them sort of with it.
Yeah, you just act like it's a weapon, or you just kind of shake it at them, and they run away. They're just scared of anything.
Is it a little bit excessive to shoot a dog that you might be a little bit afraid of? Like last night, the story was, cops were called, they showed up at the wrong house, entered the back door, because they thought they were at the right house, but they weren't. So they thought there might have been something wrong. They walked in the back door. There was a Rottweiler or some scary-looking dog in there. And as they were backing away, I guess the Rottweiler was too close for their comfort, so they pulled a weapon and shot and killed this family dog. Now, in your situation, obviously as a pizza man, you're not going to be walking into somebody's house. But nonetheless, if you're a power meter reader and you're walking into somebody's backyard, there's alternative ways to deal with this thing. Obviously, the power guy doesn't have a strange red bag, but there are devices that you can buy that emit a very high-pitched noise, for instance. I don't know if you've heard of these things.
Well, I've heard of that, but I've also heard of a stick.
There you go.
You don't have to go out and buy something expensive. It's a dog.
Well, these aren't expensive anyway. I mean, they're like $10.
It's not a criminal thinking, oh, I'm going to kill this guy coming into a house. There's a stranger. I'm going to bark.
And I tell you,
he's got something in his hand. I'm going to run away.
It's just so unnecessary to shoot a dog that you're afraid of. The cops have other tools on their belt. They've got a taser. Why don't you tase the thing? At least he's going to get up and be alive afterwards.
Well, tasers don't make that nice boom sound.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231 to Glenn in New Jersey. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Alex?
This is Ian and Mark with Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. I was wondering...
What's on your mind, Glenn?
I was just wanted to mention briefly that the popular networking website Facebook has just released a new feature about a couple weeks ago, and there's a growing petition online to ban it. Feature
now,
is called Newsfeed.
Newsfeed? Now, Facebook is like a MySpace-esque site, right? It's a social networking site?
That's correct. It was actually developed as an alternative to MySpace to be a little bit more casual and for college students, not mainstream for everyone's participation like MySpace.
So you have to be in a college to be on Facebook?
Yes, but they are looking to extend it to outside members, which effectively defeats the whole purpose of Facebook.
So what's the feature that they're adding that you're objecting to?
Well, this feature that many people are objecting to, as a matter of fact, there's an online official petition for it, Facebookers Against Newsfeed. It's this feature that basically they have a little feature that was there before, which is every update you make is basically tracked by not only their website, but this information is being mined and basically sold to corporations such as Verizon, Comcast, and other...
When you say every update you make, what do you mean? Like to your profile?
Yes, your profile. Anytime that you make a statement...
Why would a corporation care if I put a new picture up on my Facebook profile? I don't understand why that would even be saleable.
Well, other than the MySpace-esque basically scam of selling information to large media corporations, I'm objecting to this feature because basically... It warrants wiretapping. It facilitates wiretapping and the spying that's going on as a result of the Patriot Act and similar legislation.
How is it that... Well, I don't understand. I mean, you're talking about a social networking site where you voluntarily put up information to be viewed by anybody in the public. because I presume that, I mean, how do you prove that you're in a college to this company? I mean, you can't really prove that, can you? Do you just, like, sign
it's
an agreement?
Only it's only under registration of your college email account or whatever it is. By email account.
But pretty much anybody who's in college can look at this information. I mean, if you're putting information online, you know that it's available to the public. I don't understand your concern.
Well, my concern comes from the fact that this information can also be used, and it's already I've seen a couple of headlines in newspapers that government is basically using these kinds of web networking websites to incarcerate and criminalize people who are not even doing anything wrong, but based on their political beliefs or whatever.
Sure,
they
we've
may
seen
really
we've seen stories about people, for instance, posting a picture of themselves smoking a bong on MySpace and having the cops show up 3 weeks later and arresting them for it. Sure, we've seen some serious abuses of this system.
Yeah,
but I don't
serious abuse is my concern.
But that's a problem.
Really,
but really, that seems to me to be more of a problem with the government and the enforcement agencies than it is the company. I mean, you're the one putting the content on the page.
Yes, this is true.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
all
hearing
right.
from you. Good luck with your petition. 800-259-9231. You see what I'm saying, Mark? I mean, you've got a MySpace account. We've got a show MySpace account.
Yeah, I've got a MySpace account, and I don't do much with it, but, you know, some people think it's a great hobby.
MySpace.freetalklive.com.
I wouldn't say anything on MySpace that I wouldn't expect the whole world to see.
Heck no. I wouldn't post a picture on MySpace if I was concerned about it getting out or if I was concerned about the police showing up. Look, I wish that the cops weren't doing what they're doing. I wish they would leave nonviolent drug users alone, but they're not. So do yourself a favor and keep any pictures of yourself doing incriminating activities to yourself.
I swear to God, smoking a bong doesn't make you cooler.
And the fact that the company's got a new agreement or something for you to sign isn't going to protect you, nor is it going to put you in more danger. These cops are going to do what they're going to do. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Kim is on the line ladies come first. We'll find out what she wants on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you've been there before, you know that everything is totally free. Though there is a way you can help support the show, on a voluntary basis, of course, by shopping with us. You know Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer. But we've got a sweet little agreement with those guys. In fact, the deal is, if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com and place an order, we'll get a percentage of the sale. They've got 35 categories of products, everything from business supplies to clothing, DVDs, books, which, of course, what they originally became known for, even their new grocery store. Will you add it to your cart, check out, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Now, it won't necessarily show you that we're getting a percentage, but rest assured, if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, we will. And it's a pretty generous percentage, as a matter of fact, but they don't increase their prices. There's no change in the prices. This is not a scam. It's just them rewarding Free Talk Live for sending them the business. And you're going to do the shopping anyway. You've got stuff you need to buy in life. Buy it at Amazon. Go to Amazon.
Have it delivered.
Yeah, right to your door. You don't have to leave the couch. That is, if you use a computer on the couch. Amazon.freetalklive.com will get you there. Get your stuff delivered to your door. Great shipping deals as well, and it helps Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com, to the phones, to the fun. Ladies first, Kim in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Kim in Florida. Kim,
hello.
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 Hi, Kim. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, recently I broke my ankle, and I had to get surgery on it. And they told me that smoking cigarettes can slow down the healing process.
Really?
But
okay.
And, like, I can understand that because it has all of those chemicals in it. And I was wondering, what about marijuana?
Well,
you know?
We aren't doctors. So.
I know. That's why I called. If I asked my doctor that, do you think that he'd answer it?
I think so. I think he'd probably answer with the same answer as the cigarette thing. But you certainly don't have to be concerned. You're not concerned the doctor's going to turn you in or anything, are you?
No.
No,
I just want to know. Like,
I would think that most of there's chemicals that are put in cigarettes to make them more addictive.
And true.
I would think that it's the chemicals that are probably the worst for you, not the tobacco itself. I mean, that
good point.
You don't hear about people dropping dead from smoking cigars.
And people do not, there has never been, and I realize cancer doesn't have much to do with a broken ankle or anything, but there's never been a case of cancer that has been traceable to marijuana smoking alone. I mean, there's just no evidence out there that smoking marijuana causes any sort of negative consequences as far... I mean, it may. There may be something out there, but there's all the studies that have been done haven't shown it. So I agree with Mark's suggestion that it's probably the added chemicals that are more the problem than anything else. But you should probably ask your doctor and find out what he thinks.
I'm going to.
Thanks for the call, Kim. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Dr. Mark.
It's just a guess. I don't know. I mean, that's When I told, I went to one of these stop smoking places because I smoke
a cigar
a day.
Sometimes two.
Mostly two.
You're over at least 1.5 per day.
Yeah, I'm definitely at this point. Now that I work.
You do it before bed, and you do it before any nap time.
That's true. And pretty much every day now that I'm doing Free Talk Live, I do the late night portion is the show, right. And then I get up early to do the sales portion.
You probably devote a good hour of your day to smoking a cigar.
And it's pretty close.
Or both.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to that. Either way, the stop smoking people are like, oh, cigars? They're not nearly the problem that cigarettes are.
Really?
And I said, well, but I inhale them like a cigarette.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, no, that's not the issue.
No kidding.
It's that cigarettes are, the carcinogenic because of the chemicals that they put in them.
Are you sure the cigar companies don't add chemicals to their cigars as well?
Well, most cigar companies don't expect you to inhale their product.
Hmm. Well, why do you do that?
I use them to quit smoking cigarettes.
Very interesting. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe that's why you have a cough that won't go away, Mark.
I would call that a virus.
Okay. All right, so let's move on, shall we? Some bad legislation from Congress involving the separation of church and state, something that I happen to be a fairly large fan of. And it's not just because I'm an atheist. I think that if I was a Christian, and I was at one time, if I was a Christian or a Muslim or whatever, that I would really appreciate government staying away from religion. I would not want anybody's religion, even my own, getting in charge of government, because I know, I've seen at least evidence from history, what happens when that takes place. When government and religion get intertwined, then a lot of new government laws are passed that have a lot to do with religious beliefs and enforcing those beliefs on others. And worst comes to worst, you could have a government enforcing one set of religious beliefs, like mandating that people be of one religion, on a populace. And that's just not something that I want to be associated with. So I happen to be a huge fan of the idea of separation of church and state. I don't think that it's a problem. If you want to have yourself a church and go to church and worship Jesus or worship Muslim or worship Muhammad or whatever, well, by all means, do that.
You know, and
just don't force it on me.
Everybody always, says, tosses in the Muhammad or Buddha or whatever. But in the United States, we're talking about Christianity every single time because none of the other religions even come close to being able to assert any sort of power.
Fair enough.
The only time they do is when you're, sometimes they put a menorah up at Christmas time. Okay, I guess that's trying to be fair or something like that.
Mm.
But the fact is, Jesus, I'm not a Christian either. I believe in God.
You went to Christian school, though.
I certainly did, and I know plenty about it. But I
went to Christian camp.
It doesn't make any sense to me, and I just choose not to believe it.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting is Jesus spoke out against the people who were in charge of the institutionalized religion of his time. Jesus would not have agreed with church and state being together, but the Christians today think it's a great idea that we treat.
I don't know. You can't label all Christians that way. There's some that want that, and some of them I think are Christians that respect others and don't want that.
You're right. The Pharisees of today want to have intelligent design taught in schools. They want to see prayer in schools. They want the government to be giving money to religious programs.
Now, hold on a second. I think that the Christians should have the Bible in schools, and they should have intelligent design in schools.
Well, they had
private schools.
Right. They had the Bible at my school that I went to. It was the revised international version.
In fact, and this is not an issue we're getting into at the moment, but Free Talk Live would like to see the government get out of education entirely. Okay, let the Christians have their own curriculum in their own schools. Let non-Christians have their own curriculum in their own schools or whatever. Let the marketplace decide those things. But that's not where we're going. There's a law that apparently has been passed that threatens the separation of church and state.
Well, you know that this has been the end of the legislative period.
Right. That's where they put the rush on.
Yeah, that's when they rush everything through and many things slip through the net and American people never even know about them.
So what's going on?
From the Washington Post, with a little public attention or even notice, the House of Representatives has passed a bill that undermines enforcement of the First Amendment's separation of church and state. And listen to how it does it. It's very clever. The Public Expression of Religion Act, H.R. 2679, provides the attorneys who successfully challenge government actions as violating the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.
Like putting up a big Christmas tree or a big picture of Jesus on government land or something. Something like that.
Shall not be entitled to recover attorney's fees. So they're not going to get paid for the work that they're doing.
Well, yeah, and if you've ever known a lawyer, if he's not going to get paid, then
chances are good. You know, if you're going to this kind of pro bono work, you've got a less chance of winning.
So you're telling me that that if I bring a case against the government, essentially saying endorsing a religion in some way.
How about under God in that's been an issue here recently. Under God in the national anthem, and I believe that you and I disagree on this one.
Okay.
You believe that they should not say under God, and
I believe there shouldn't be a not the national anthem. It's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
I believe people shouldn't say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, you shouldn't.
Indoctrination.
I don't believe your child should be forced to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that they should be able to sit down during it. But I'm of the opinion that the Pledge of Allegiance should be left alone.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't think it's an issue.
And I don't think the under God part's really an issue either, so we're sort of on two different sides of this issue anyway. Let's go on with the scenario.
Okay. The bill has only one purpose, to prevent suits challenging unconstitutional government actions advancing religion. A federal statute, 42 United States Codes, Section 1988, provides that attorneys are entitled to recover compensation for their fees if they successfully represent a plaintiff asserting a violation of his or her constitutional or civil rights. For example, a lawyer who successfully sues on behalf of a victim of racial discrimination.
As it should be.
Police abuse.
That's how the system works.
They're
entitled
to recover attorney's fees from the defendant who acted wrongfully.
In this case, the government.
Right. Any plaintiff who successfully sues to remedy a violation of the Constitution or a federal civil rights statute is entitled to have his or her attorney's fees paid.
I want to know how you feel about this. And from either side, 800-259-9231, do you think that attorneys should be prohibited from collecting payment on cases regarding religion and government? 800-259-9231, Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to a